This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know what time it is, don't you?
It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Remember, not only can you email me your love, hate, and death threats, email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll take suggestions for Medal of Honor Monday if you have ones you love. Don't get me wrong. We have plenty we love and plenty we go through, but if you have one that's near and dear to your heart, friend, relative, just one you like, fire away. I've always loved this one. The Vietnam ones are always, I don't know, there's just something different about them for me. I love them. That is such a fascinating, horrible conflict, and just, I have so much respect for the men who fought in it, died in it. And this one from David Robert Ray is pretty good. You should know he was a hospital corpsman, second class. For those who are unfamiliar with how it works, the Marines, they don't have their own, quote, medics like the Army does. You've seen the movie Saving Private Ryan. Medic, medic. That's Army. In the Army, they have an infantry platoon or unit. They would have their own Army-trained medic. The Marines don't have that. They have a Navy corpsman. He's a Navy corpsman. What is he? He's a medic. That's what he is. Now, technically, he's in the Navy. They always get the worst of it. I've always laughed about this because he's in the Navy, right? And yet he has to do all the crappy stuff we have to do in the Marines. Like our doc, and we you always call him Doc, right? My doc, I still talk to him to this day. But our doc, we had to get up at 5 a.m. and go PT. Doc was right there PTing. If we had to strap on 80 pounds and go for a 10-mile hump, that doc is strapping on 80 pounds and going on a 10-mile hump. If we're going out in the field. So he doesn't even get the perk of calling himself a Marine, but he has to live in the mud with the rest of us. But anyway, and there are different types of corpsmen as well. But just know that when you hear corpsman, Navy corpsman, oftentimes, that's a guy who works hand-in-hand with Marines. Not always is he in the field with them. Sometimes they're only in some fancy hospital or something, but corpsmen are basically Marines. So without further ado, here it is from Mr. David Robert Ray.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as HC2C, that's Hospital Corpsman 2nd Class, by the way, with Battery D, 2nd Battalion, at Phu Loc 6 near An Ho. During the early morning hours, an estimated battalion-sized enemy force launched a determined assault against the battery's position and succeeded in effecting a penetration of the barbed wire perimeter. The initial burst of enemy fire caused numerous casualties among the Marines, who had immediately manned their howitzers during the rocket and mortar attack. Undaunted by the intense hostile fire, HC-2C Ray moved from parapet to parapet, rendering emergency medical treatment to the wounded. Although seriously wounded himself while administering first aid to a Marine casualty, he refused medical aid and continued his life-saving efforts. While he was bandaging and attempting to comfort another wounded Marine, HC-2C Ray was forced to battle two enemy soldiers who attacked his position, personally killing one and wounding the other. Rapidly losing his strength as a result of his severe wounds, he nonetheless managed to move through the hail of enemy fire to other casualties. Once again, he was faced with the intense fire of oncoming enemy troops, and despite the grave personal danger and insurmountable odds, succeeded in treating the wounded and holding off the enemy until he ran out of ammunition, at which time he sustained fatal wounds. HC-2C Ray's final act of heroism was to protect the patient he was treating. He threw himself upon the wounded Marine, thus saving the man's life when an enemy grenade exploded nearby. By his determined and persevering actions, courageous spirit, and selfless devotion to welfare of his Marine comrades, HC-2C Ray served to inspire the men of Battery D to heroic efforts in defeating the enemy. His conduct throughout was in keeping with the finest traditions of U.S. Naval Service. And I would say the man has more than earned taps. I love that. It feels good that we honor those guys, doesn't it, Chris? It feels like the one good thing we do. it feels like the one decent thing we do. All right, let's get back to this, because there's all kinds of stuff we have to get to. The question was, everyone knows about Black Lives Matter. Why is there no Latino Lives Matter group? Well, one, just like Black Lives Matter, remember, Black Lives Matter is... it's a tiny, tiny, tiny portion. It seems bigger than it is because of how much the public jumped in to support Black Lives Matter. You know, there are Latino communist groups as well, groups like La Raza, but they don't get a bunch of national recognition because they don't have the national power, and they don't have the national power for a reason. Let's talk about this. Why? Well, let's focus on the Black Lives Matter portion of it. Why did that get so big? Why was it so big? It was so big, and there's never been a Latino type group, La Raza, or any of them that has equaled that. Remember, people were posting black squares on their social media accounts. Corporation after corporation, they were lining up naming Black Lives Matter. You couldn't log into video games. My sons were complaining about it without a Black Lives Matter special home screen. Why? Well, part of it was, well, let me just read the email. Jesse, most of the time you get it right, but every once in a while you really step in it. I'm an anti-communist, pro-law enforcement, pro-law and order, pro-constitution combat vet. The eyes are the windows to the soul. The look in Derek Chauvin's eyes as George Floyd desperately begged for his life, crying in desperation for his mama, revealed a rabid animal psycho cop with no conscience who committed cold-blooded murder. Okay? The eyes are the window to the soul, and he committed cold-blooded murder. That's what this guy says. Fan of the show. I'm sure he's listening right now. Yeah, but neither of those things are true. That's your emotions talking. Remember, when you feel super emotional about something, it's virtually impossible for you to sound intelligent about that something and to act intelligently. Neither of the things you just said are true. I know it's a common phrase, but the eyes actually aren't the window to the soul. For all you know, Derek Chauvin had allergies that day, and that's why his eyes look like that. And also, it's not my opinion. It's not your opinion. Neither of our opinions matter. We have a medical examination. Even the prosecution's own medical examiner. There was no cold-blooded murder. George Floyd died of a drug overdose. Period. End of story. No signs of asphyxiation, no damage to the neck, no nothing. Look, and this is not me saying Derek Chauvin's a great guy. Derek Chauvin might be the Antichrist. I don't know. I don't know. But again, I don't care. I'm not emotional about it. And you just made these declarative statements because you are emotional about it. And the problem is your emotions caused you to make two statements that are flat out false. They're false. It's not true what you just said. And that leads me to what I was just talking about. Why did the Black Lives Matter thing, why did it take off the way it took off? What is it? Because it took off in a way no other American communist movement has ever taken off. And it's worth examining that, not to look back, but to look forward. Why? What was it? Well, let's talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about being too emotional. Listen, the truth is this. As a dude, if your T levels get too low, you will cry more. You will become more and more emotional. You will. That's just a fact. You ever heard these sad tales? You know, some older guy hadn't got his T levels checked out, and all of a sudden his wife looks over and he's sobbing at a TV commercial or something like that. That's because he didn't maintain his T levels. They got too low. You need to get on a male vitality stack from Chalk so you never have to worry about this. Natural herbal supplements. They will keep you focused, keep you strong. No, it's not going to turn you into a solid piece of rock that doesn't cry. It's not what I'm saying, but your emotions will no longer govern you. Focus, all right? Energy. There are female vitality stacks for the ladies too. And they're all 35% off subscriptions, so go get one. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, reminding you you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we're talking about commie street groups, and we're moving forward. And the main question was, why is there no Latino Lives Matter group? And we were first addressing the Black Lives Matter group. Why did that group get so big when it did? And this is worth digging into because it's worth digging into who we are. First, let's address this right off the bat. Americans, for a couple different reasons, are uniquely sensitive to things like bad things happening to Black people. And there's a couple different reasons. One, slavery is not good. Look, I know that. You know that. It's not good. It's freaking horrible. To own another human being, to treat another human being like a piece of property is not good. And that Black people are here because of that, because of the slave trade. I'm not saying it's something you have to feel any guilt over. You don't. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. But it is something that is always on our minds, right? In a lot of ways, it's a reminder that, you know, okay, nations do screw up from time to time. Nations do bad things, even wonderful ones like ours. It's a reminder of that. And there is
a little bit of guilt that goes through people. You shouldn't have it. You shouldn't have any. But there is a little bit of that guilt. Now, let's address that, because this is going to tie directly into why Black Lives Matter is so big. Do you remember when we've talked about, shoot, I wrote it in the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, Chris. No, seriously. But you remember when I've described communism as being water? And I describe it in this way. Picture a society, picture a culture as a gigantic boulder. Have you ever been hiking in the mountains? You know, I grew up in Montana, so that was what we always did. And there's huge, gigantic, bigger than a car, boulders all over the place. And every now and then you will be out hiking and you will see one that has been shattered, split in two or in thirds. And when they're split, it's oftentimes a fairly clean split. It's not really jagged. It looks like God came down with his sword and just whoop, chopped it in two. How does that happen? Well, here's how it happens. I'm going somewhere with this. Just stay with me. This is going to come back to the Black Lives Matter stuff. Society is that boulder. Over time, societies, all societies, will develop cracks. We'll come back to those in a moment. They develop cracks. Well, in the mountains, it gets really, really cold. The snow falls. It rains. Eventually, it doesn't matter how big and powerful the boulder is. If that boulder gets enough cracks, or a big enough crack, and water gets down in there, and there's a freeze, well, even the biggest, most powerful builder on the planet, or boulder on the planet, will split when that water freezes. Pop! It'll shatter it in two. It will. Communism is the water. What does it do? You know how I talk about how it's the religion of the malcontent? What does it do? It looks for the cracks in a society so it can fill them up. It can fill them up and then freeze it and shatter it. The cracks, though, the cracks oftentimes can be legitimate cracks. That's the communist's greatest strength. He'll find cracks that are legitimate cracks. It's legitimately not great. It's legitimately awful, let's be honest, to have slavery in a society. And then post-slavery, it's legitimately terrible, terrible to treat some people worse than others because of the color of their skin. That's horrible. It's horrible now that it's being done to white people. It was horrible back when it was being done to black people. That's a horrible thing in a society, a terrible thing. That's a legitimate crack. So what did the communists do? He noticed it, and he filled it. Actually, it was the Soviets who recognized it first. It was 60s and 70s. They looked at the civil rights movement, and they figured out, wait a minute. Now there's a crack. Let's get in there. Let's get in that crack. A lot of the commie causes appear to be separate, but a lot of the commie causes are this way. Feminism. You know, let's address this. You know the beginning of feminism in this country? The beginning of it was really the woman's suffrage movement, trying to give women the right to vote. And we all know what a disaster that's turned out to be for America. But that has been the beginning of it. That was the beginning of it. Well, what really prompted a lot of that? What prompted a lot of that was this. Men in this country, they could go out to a bar and get blasted without a woman. A woman could not do that. She was not allowed, really. She could go with her man out there, but a woman couldn't do it. And in certain circles, I'm not saying this is everywhere or widespread. That's not what I'm saying. But in certain circles, dudes were getting out, getting blasted, and abusing their women. This slowly but surely morphed into a feminist type movement that said, hey, we women are being mistreated by men. We're not allowed to do some things that men are doing. It's wrong. In fact, we single women should be allowed to vote, because remember, before women were allowed to vote, the vote was not only men, it was households, really, is how it was handled. The husband and wife would sit down together and they'd figure out how they were going to vote. But you see how that was a legitimate crack, and the commie realized it and filled it up with his water? That is part of the reason Black Lives Matter got so big. It was a legitimate crack that the commie had been filling with water for ages. So America was primed and ready to do some gigantic outcry on behalf of the oppressed black man. And that's a big part of why it got so big. All right, we'll finish up on this, and then I want to get to a bunch of other stuff still on the Ask Doctor, Jesse, on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, I want to talk to you about your towels. I deserve better towels. You deserve better towels. You deserve My Pillow, My Towels. Not the crappy towels you buy at Target, and not the fancy towels you get from the fancy store. The fancy towels, you know, the ones that, oh yeah, they're soft, don't get me wrong. And they look very nice, but they don't actually dry anything. It's got to push all the water. You're basically trying to dry off with a squeegee. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they came up with My Towels. Long staple Sherpa cotton is what it is, and it's the greatest thing ever. And right now, six-piece towel set as low as $29.98 for the best towels ever. You can upgrade to the designer premium, just $20 more. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on that big radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Get your MyTowel six-piece towel set. They're 50% off, man. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Oh, it feels so good to be here. I missed you this weekend. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Remember to download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's finish this up, because the question was about Black Lives Matter, Latino Lives. Why aren't there a Latino Lives Matter group? Okay, the Black Lives Matter got so big, one, because Americans do have a natural little streak of guilt going through them for slavery, which you shouldn't have any of that, remember. You didn't do it, but it runs there. It's something communists have exploited forever. Now, I mean, look, it turned into a natural little strain of guilt. Now it's, I mean, this is what it turned into.
My name is Megan, and I teach middle school. I have sixth grade history students and eighth grade English students, and I talk a lot on the internet about anti-racism. So if guilt is what brought you to this video, that's fine. That's kind of like how this all starts. And people definitely want to feel like they're a good person, a good white person, not one of the people who is racist. I'm a big fan of this book. This one's called White Awake.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. So people like that, communists like that, they started filling up that crack for a long time. And what you saw after St. George Floyd died, what you saw was the crack finally, the water in the crack got frozen. That's what you saw. What you saw was a country that had been trained to hate itself, and it was already primed and ready to go. All it took was a spark, and it didn't matter what the spark was. It could be George Floyd, Sarah Floyd, Bob Floyd. It really wouldn't matter. All it took was something the communists could exploit. 50 seconds of bad video were all they needed to exploit all that guilt and all those years of training to hate the country. And that's part of why I've been warning so loudly about all these Hamas protests you're seeing now everywhere in the country. Not tiny protests. These are not, you know, four or five dudes on the street corner somewhere. There are thousands of them all over the place in the country. Part of the reason I've been warning about this so loudly is not because of their current evil cause. They'll pick a new one anytime. I'm warning about it because what you're looking at are legions of people who, just like they were before, they are prepped and primed and ready to go. And all it will take will be another spark, and they'll be right out there in the streets. And you'll still have a bunch of low TGOPers trying to placate them just like they did last time. Well, I mean, I guess we are a really racist place. That's how it works around here. All right. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, is there any way for us to shut down the printing of money? No. And she says, so I have a friend who works for the government hiring contractors. Contractors. All work stopped due to COVID, and he's pretty much been on a 3-year paid vacation. How does this happen? You have a great show, and I admire that you tell it how it is. There's nothing, absolutely nothing we can do about what they're doing with the printing of money. Now, we can finally start to give a crap about Congress spending money, and this hurts, but Republicans? The most legitimate criticism Democrats fire back at Republicans is this: you guys spend more too. We look at Joe Biden and the dirtball Democrats and we say, look at this bill is bad, and this $1 trillion bill and that $1 trillion bill is bad. Man, it's really, really bad. Where was that outcry when Trump was signing $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill? And don't you dare say COVID. Even if I gave you the COVID bills before that, it was $800 billion here, $900 billion there, bill after bill after bill before anyone even heard of COVID. Sailing through a Republican Congress, signed into law by a Republican president. And before Trump, it was Barack Obama. And before Obama, it was George Bush. And before George Bush, it was Bill Clinton. Republicans and Democrats running up the debt, running up the debt, running up the debt. And now we can't afford eggs, and we look around and wonder how that happened. How it happened was we, the voters, never kept our Congress accountable for spending. We didn't. I remember I jumped Senator Ron Johnson. He actually is a good man. Senator Ron Johnson was on my TV show. You know, I do a TV show every single night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the First TV, called I'm Right. Anyway, Ron Johnson comes on the show. And you know how I've been going off about the debt lately. I forget exactly how it came up, but I said, Senator, we have all this money being spent. Does anybody there realize that they're all going to destroy this country? That they're driving us into a debt crisis, and nobody on either side seems to give a crap, and I'm lamenting that to him. And he said, Jesse, part of his answer was this. He said, Jesse, look, for the American people themselves, there's no push to rein in spending. It's not something people talk about. It's not something people want. And here's what's crazy. And this is by the way, that's the end of our conversation. This is now just me talking. You know what's so insane about that? Is if you go look at the latest, Chris, go find an article if you don't mind, at the biggest issues people care about right now, whatever, from, I don't care, from recently. I bet you money on that list, without even looking it up, I bet you money inflation will be on that list. People will be worried about the costs of things going up. I guarantee it will be on the list, and I guarantee it will be close to the top of the list, and I guarantee you something else, spending will not be on the list. Well, that's because the average American doesn't connect the two. That $800 billion bill that just got passed, you don't really care. Oh, I don't know, Jesse. How's that going to affect me? That's why you can't afford burger anymore, bud. They're printing money to pay for all this stuff. Every single time Congress passes something, your standard of living goes down. Inflation gets worse, and your standard of living goes down. And so, look, is there anything normal people can do? Not really about the printing, but we could sure reform Congress if we actually gave a crap about it. If we started holding these people to account. Look, I'll bring it up again. And it's not just because I hate his guts. John Cornyn is a senator. He's a senator from the supposed red state of Texas. During a lame duck Congress, the GOP had just won back the House. This was this past January. John Cornyn and a bunch of Republicans joined with the Democrats to pass a $1.6 trillion funding bill that didn't cut a penny from anything and made sure every single government program that's bankrupting this country continues to be funded without any adjustments at all. John Cornyn in the red state of Texas, he had a primary last time. He got over 70% of the vote. People say they care about inflation. They don't vote that way. They don't. They keep going to vote for these guys over and over and over again. Until we make it a priority, it's not going to be a priority. As for your friend, your contractor who's been on a paid vacation for 3 years, you know, I'm going to leave out the names. And actually, I'm going to leave out the names, locations, and dates. But I'm going to tell you a little story. And man, it's one of the more jaw-dropping ones. In fact, I'm even going to leave out the branch of service. But you want to hear how the government is run? How could somebody possibly be on basically a three-year paid vacation because of COVID? I've got a little story for you in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to do this really quickly. Your dog doesn't get the right nutrition. And it's not because you're bad. It's not because you're stupid. We have been lied to. We've been lied to because we've been told over and over again that there's nutrition in dog food. There's not any nutrition in dog food. There's not. All dog food is brown for a reason. It's dead. They kill all the nutrients in dog food in the factory. That way it'll last longer on the shelf. You know, there's a reason fresh stuff only lasts a day or two. They don't want that with all those big pounds, huge pound bags of dog food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. It gives your dogs everything they need. Antioxidants, digestive enzymes, probiotics. It fixed Fred's digestive problems and his ear infections. Man, the stuff is incredible. You see a difference in your dog's coat, his energy, his breath. Call them. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG, right? Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm going to address the Gavin Newsom video for the week from the weekend here in just a moment. I'll get to that in just a moment, but I have to share this little story with you because the lady asked the question, hey, how could somebody get paid as a contractor for 3 years by the government and he hasn't worked? How can that slip through the cracks? How does that happen? All right, I'm going to leave out names and dates and everything. Okay, I'm going to leave everything out, but this is a true story, 100% true story. So there's a guy, and the guy, he's in one of the military services. Okay, this is some years ago. He was in one of the military services. And he had been in for two tours. I said two tours. He actually didn't have to go overseas. He'd done 2 4-year terms, and he was just starting his third. So, and he was probably going to, he said he was going to be a lifer. He was just starting his third 4-year term. He had his choice because he re-upped again. He re-enlisted again. He had his choice of a duty assignment. His duty assignment, he ended up running into one of these kind of small base outposts. You know, they have huge military bases like Fort Bragg or Camp Pendleton. They have gigantic forts and bases across the country and across the planet. And then they have, especially the bigger branches like Army and Navy, they have little small bases. This guy gets assigned to one in the Caribbean, I'll say. It is in the Caribbean, okay? It was a 50-man outpost there. I won't go into all the details of what they were doing. It wasn't super top secret or important, but it was kind of one of those cherry posts. Honestly, you lived like you were a tourist. Yes, you were on the base, but you lived, there was no on-base housing, and the military paid for you to have, it wasn't super luxury, but you had housing out in town, you rented a house, and when you weren't on duty, you were at the beach. You were surfing. You were snorkeling. It was amazing. This guy goes there, and he's there for about a year. And the Army, there I just gave away the branch. The Army decides they're going to get rid of this place, that the mission was over, what they were doing. They had a different purpose. So they started drawing down how many people were there. You know how there were 50 people there? Well, they start moving them out. Okay, you're shipped off to here, and 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 you're shipped off to here. They get all the way down to 10 men. 10 men. I actually think it was 7 or 8 men and 2 women, if I remember right, but 10 men on this place. And they stop drawing down. And they don't get any more transfer orders. Their paychecks still come through all the time. And this guy and everyone on the base finally figure out that the Army, because there had been a change in president, and then you had a change in all this military leadership, the Army had forgotten about the drawdown, and they'd forgotten about the people there. And my buddy stayed in this place getting paid for over a year, vacationing on your dime with no mission or purpose whatsoever. None. Before they finally figured out that they still have 10 people down there. And they only eventually figured it out because Christmas time came and so many of them were putting in for Christmas leave. The Army finally said, leave from where? Hold on, what? Wait, we left people there? And then they dug through and figured out they never completed the drawdown. You cannot even comprehend the level of waste there is out there. And you know what's amazing? Because so many guys who are currently in listen, and so many guys who did serve listen. I'm going to show up tomorrow on a Tuesday to stories of government waste that are going to be hilarious. In fact, send me your emails. If you were in or are in, I will obviously keep you completely anonymous. I will. I'll even keep your branch anonymous if you want. If you have a story of absurd waste, email me. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. It's crazy. Back to the point we were making a little bit earlier before I went off on that about how people don't care about spending. They care about inflation. They don't care about spending. They don't make the connection at all. They don't make the connection between that latest $800 billion bill that got passed and the fact you can't afford burger anymore. And I told Chris to go grab an article. First one he found. It lists the top 15 issues people care about in the country. Number one, and number one comfortably, is inflation or increasing costs, crime and gun violence, immigration. There are all kinds of other things on this list. Spending doesn't make an appearance. Government spending. Inflation's number one. Government spending doesn't make an appearance. if our society is so dumbed down that we're at the point we can no longer make a connection between government spending and the fact that we can't afford homes, we can't afford eggs, if we can't make that connection, then we're toast. We have got to keep waking up Norm and Norma out there. And it's hard. Remember, the dumbing down of American society, it's something the communist has done on purpose. Why do you think he's ramping things up to a level of, remember that, what was that school in Oregon? Yeah, listen to this.
For the next 5 years, high school students in Oregon will not need to perform proficiency tests, show a mastery of reading, writing, or math in order to graduate. And this comes as the Oregon Board of Education unanimously voted to extend a pause on the graduation requirement yesterday until 2028. They're citing inefficiency and inequity.
Yeah. They dumbed us all down on purpose. And this is why you get so frustrated when you talk to Norm and Norma. And this is why you get super frustrated when you talk to your liberal Aunt Peggy. And it seems like you're talking to the dumbest person on earth. And you can call them dumb or not, but what they are, they're just people who've been educated in an American education system that was designed to keep them stupid and ill-informed. And so here you are, the hyper-informed. I mean, you're out there, you're reading books, you're paying attention to the news, and you get with someone who doesn't have any idea what's going on. You just want to shake them. I'm with you. I do too. I feel your frustration. That's why I practice with my Mantis X, because I need to blow off steam. As soon as I start dealing with these morons, I need to go blow off steam. And to blow off steam, the two healthy ways I've discovered, you know, I'm the master of unhealthy ways, but the two healthy ways are I work out, or I practice with my weapon. It always makes me feel good. And Mantis X allows me to do that in the comfort of my home, like tonight. By the time I get off, I'm not going to want to go to the range somewhere. I've done that, but I'm not going to feel like that. But I am going to get home. I'm not going to want to go right to bed. I'll still be amped up from doing the show. I'll probably be frustrated from having to deal with Chris all day, and I'll need to blow off some steam. That's why I will practice with Mantis X in my home. I'll get feedback. I'll get put through drills. I will be faster and deadlier tomorrow than I am today. The Green Berets use Mantis X. The Marines use Mantis X. You don't have to fire a shot to get good, whether you're a beginner or a pro. MantisX.com is what you need, all right? MantisX.com. We still have a whole hour. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.